This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. But this is that whole conversation about, like, social media isn't real. And I feel like that happens a lot. And, like, another way that I've experienced it was a bunch of roommate videos. Like, every roommate TikTok video that I have seen has always been, you know, people being like, oh, my God, when your crazy roommate finally moves out. When the crazy roommate, like, has caused y'all to do this and that. And walking, like, because on this college campus, when I am speaking to other people and I'm finding out then that people who are also, like, in a four-bedroom are also going through crazy roommate experiences where one person is going bat-ish crazy and everyone else is just kind of, like, taking it, and then they have to, like, kind of group up together to go and get some person because, like, sometimes the situations can get dangerous, like, you know, like just horrible living experiences, and realizing that almost everyone I know with the four bedroom situation always ends up having, like, that one rogue person. And that's when I was like, damn, like, a four bedroom with four strangers, that's pushing it, that's really pushing it, you know. And that's what I've learned on campus, because it's like everybody has that situation. But then the TikTok comments, I feel like they're just always on the wrong side of the internet, because everyone in the comments are always like, oh, good for her, I'm so proud of her, good for her to standing up to y'all, y'all are obviously the mean girl situation, blah 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 blah, I was considered the quote-unquote crazy roommate when in reality this and that and da da da. And then later on the video gets taken down, and it makes me kind of sad, because sometimes, you know, you just want to, like, go through the comments and you want to see people who, like, get it, because I love going through the comments and, like, reading other people's stories who are, like, similar to mine. But then to see, like, all the internet is like, no, like, if y'all are teaming up on that girl, then she's actually the victim, y'all are not the victims, this and that and da 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 da. And I am just like, what? Like, the experience online versus the experience in real life is so different, because so many people I've talked to in real life have literally been like, yeah, no, like, and would tell me the stories of how one person can, like, literally ruin the lives of three people for it to literally become an issue. Oh my God, so many stories involving literal cops. Just, like, crazy situations, because you have that one rogue roommate. And to see online, it's all the people who are like, I was considered the crazy roommate, I was the roommate where everyone was, like, really mean to. Someone was talking outside my window, and I was like, what the hell? I was the roommate who everyone was really mean to, da da da, blah, blah, blah. And I am just like, what? Like, huh? And so having these experiences is now making me realize, like, how fake social media can be. And it's not sitting here going, like, oh, social media sucks, social media isn't this, social media isn't that. But, like, it really makes you just, like, take a step back and think about what? I don't know. Maybe I need to, like, mind my business and think about my own life. But, like, it just puts so many things in a different perspective. Like, how many times I look to influencers and I'm just like, oh, my God, I love you so much. And every time they tell a story, I fully believe it. But then, like, with the whole Ariana Grande video, I loved her so much because I felt like she was always so bluntly honest and bluntly herself on the internet. And she never cared. But then that video, what was it, like, back in March, where she was doing a Rem Beauty video, she didn't have on her wedding ring, and she said, my ring's getting cleaned, I'm not getting a divorce, don't. And then all of a sudden all these articles started dropping, and it was like, actually, she's been getting divorced since January. Her and Dalton tried to come back together in February, it didn't work out, so they moved on with their divorce officially in February. And that video dropped in March. And I was like, girl, what? So she lied to us. And yes, it is that easy to lie on the internet, you know? It is that easy to like pick up your phone, record something, and just blatantly lie. And sometimes it's just for protection of your own personal life and mental health, you know? Sometimes it's just so you don't have evidence against you for the cops. But like, yeah, it is that easy. Or even, what is it, Caitlyn Ray, when her videos, like when she, I felt like she was like just gaining a large following very quickly. But one of her videos was that she was trying to get into Coachella, and she said she had bought bracelets from a friend, or like a friend had given it to her. And then a year later, she posts another Coachella video, and she was like, oh yeah, I got those tickets from some random guy off Twitter. Yeah, that's the truth. I lied. And you know, it's simple lies like that. Or, you know, it's just, there's so many things that these celebrities and influencers and even everyday people can keep from you. Because I've done it. I've literally done it. But to me, I'm just like, oh, if you're really close to me, then you know the truth. You know, like, I took a picture of a Lamborghini in a car shop because I had dropped off my car to get work done. The guy was a family friend, and he was working on a Maserati. And then I was like, oh my god, what a nice car. And then like I saw the Jaguars, and I was just like, I just love higher end cars. And he was like, well, there's a Lamborghini back there if you want to go check it out. And I ran through that shop so damn quickly. I just bolted. I ran through the shop and I saw it and I took a picture, and I was just like, oh my god, thank you so much. Like, got a new car, and I posted it on social media like as a joke, because I felt like people who know my sense of humor would see that and just be like, Brianna, shut up. Because they know like I live on Delulu Island. I post these things to be delusional, to make them come true. Not necessarily that I want a Lamborghini. I really couldn't care. Maybe a Yaris. Ugh, if I ever had to get a Lamborghini, it would be a Lamborghini Yaris. But I would choose a Corvette over a Lamborghini any day, any freaking day. They just look so similar. I know it's like comparing apples to oranges, but like to me, the new Corvette C8s just look so similar to Lamborghinis. And I've always wanted a Corvette as a kid, that I would just get a Corvette. I would not waste my money on a Lamborghini. They don't tickle that itch for me. But the Yaris does like have a nice shape. But I also feel like I could just get something else. You know, I could get something else. When I really have money to blow, or if it's like a gift, bro, hand me over a Lamborghini Yaris. See, but not even, because then I would just prefer a Range Rover. Just give me a Range Rover, man. Or yeah, probably a Range Rover. Pulling up in the range, babes. Ah, or a G-Wagon. Oh my god, give me a G-Wagon. Give me a G-Wagon. Please, if someone ever wants to buy me a gift, buy me a G-Wagon. Fully paid off, bruv. Bruv. I want a G-Wagon so badly. A Corvette and a G-Wagon are my two dream cars. Like, I don't even care what kind of Corvette. Truly don't. Every Corvette that I've ever seen is just beautiful. G-Wagons have a place in my heart. G-Wagons have a place in my heart. They snuggle so closely, so deeply in my heart. Like, I love G-Wagons. And I want one, and it's my dream car, and I plan to have one. I've been influenced by influencers. Oops. But I also just like square vehicles, like Hummers, the Kia Souls when they were really big with the hamster commercials, G-Wagons. Something about, like, a boxy vehicle. Like, I even liked Jeeps for a while. And then I drove a Jeep, and I got to ride in Jeeps multiple times. And I was like, oh, they really suck on the road. But that's because they're, like, for off-roading and stuff. So they're not very smooth on, like, Texas flat roads. So I don't like them for that. And I don't like the back windshield, damn. That's what I was trying to say. The back windshield, ugh, disgusting. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But damn, I love a square vehicle. But yeah, I guess those are just my hot takes for the day. This is me putting in my 10%. I'm going to put 10% in on this essay. And I am so sorry to my professor, because he was such a good professor all year. He really helped me learn how to write a proper paper, how to set up an argument, all that. I'm just tired. When the semester ends, I think I'll go back to putting my full force into Podmas. But for now, we're just going to do audios. They're probably going to be recorded on my phone, so the sound is going to be horrible. And I've just come to accept that I want to have 30 straight days of podcasting. I missed Podmas Day 8 due to technical difficulties, and I'm not going to cry a river about that. But I cannot wait to see me finally upload Podmas Day 30, even though I know it would be 29 straight days of podcasting. I could just upload Podmas 31 and do all of December and then go into the new year, and then it would be like 30 straight days of podcasting, because that's always been my goal. I said that in 2023 I wanted to do 30 straight days of podcasting, and I think I'm going to get it done in December, especially if I'm acknowledging that not every day am I going to put my full force effort. And when I don't, I'm going to sit in bed, I'm going to grab my phone, and I'm just going to talk to myself. Because I'm an only child. This is why people are like, only kids are weird. Only kids are weird. If you're an only child, you're weird. Oh my god, I've been watching the Squid Games game show on Netflix. Dude, so good. So good. Let me tell y'all right now. Let me tell y'all. Run, don't walk. If you're in the middle of the road, simply pull over to the side, pull up Netflix, and start watching it right now. It is so good. Also, an update on my reading. I am currently in the middle of reading Crescent City. Also really good, but I'm back to finals. My last final is on the 12th, so I just have to fix all of that. I'm saying fix all of that like something's broken. I just have to finish all of that, and I can get back to hardcore reading. So for winter break, it's going to be my first time without classes in a long time, and I still don't have a car, so I won't be able to be like door dashing and stuff. So I'm gonna put my all into my hobbies, and I want to continue podcasting with video. I might start posting YouTube shorts, you know, just trying to get the word out about my podcast. Y'all, I think I'm gonna put my face in Times Square. I think I'm gonna put my face in Times Square on New Year's. I just found out how to do it for $40. Are you kidding? $40, and you can have your face in Times Square for 15 seconds. And I really think I'm gonna make a Distract Me Please ad and start using the money that I get from my podcast. Like, I actually want to start putting the money from my podcast towards something for my podcast. And so I might just start advertising in New York and see what that does. Even if it's 15 seconds, just 15 seconds, but still, you know, we'll get it done. I just want to see. And then sometimes I'm going to put my own face up there just for fun. And I'm going to watch the live feed. And it's going to be great. I just broke a nail. I just completely ripped my nail off. That is so fun. Ugh, can't wait to do birthday nails. My birthday is in 5 days, guys. December 15th is my birthday. And hopefully we can get a birthday extravaganza. I'm also, ugh, crap. I have so many Christmas gifts to buy this year. It ain't even funny, y'all. This was just not my year. Okay, I take that back. This was my year. This really was my year. I got a lot of things done. I learned to slow down in life. I learned that, like, I don't have to be up here podcasting every day. I got to take a long break from podcasting. I haven't taken a break that long in like, I don't think I've ever taken a break that long from podcasting. Like, I've taken a month, but I took more than a month this time. I really, really needed it, because I'm still, you know, sometimes I really have to remind myself, like, in my mind, in my DeLulu brain, I'm an influencer. I'm a full-time podcaster. This is my job. I have to get content out. But then taking a step back and realizing, hey, girl, you are a full-time podcaster. You are a full-time creator, but you're also a full-time student. You're also an average human being who's not on an influencing paycheck. You know, you're just trying to do, you're just trying to enjoy life. You're trying to podcast. Wanted a podcast to give you hopes and dreams. And you gotta go. You gotta go and live life. Like, I can't sit here and be miserable until my dreams come true. You have to love life. And so when your dreams come true, it's just like a cherry on top. And it's not the foundation to your cake. Because especially the fact that I have officially experienced, first of all, my, see, here goes the lies, girl. My podcast episode, My Money Don't Jingle Jingle, it has officially hit 40,000 downloads. It was sitting at 39,000 for so long, and to see it finally cross over into 40,000, I could have screamed. But that leads me to my next statement. I can't even hit 1,000 downloads an episode. I have a podcast episode sitting at 40,000 downloads. I have a podcast episode trying to cross over into 25,000 downloads. I have another one at like 15, 10. You know, I have so many podcast episodes that are past the 5,000 listener mark. And to be able to see one getting up to like 50,000 downloads is insane to me. But at the same time, my current podcast episodes can't even cross 100. Like, girly, what? Like, girly, what? And so I have experienced the high highs of one episode. Like, for me, it wasn't even just one episode. I had 5 episodes doing very well at the same time, which is why I had such high highs. Like, I was waiting for the day that I was going to get 2,000 downloads in one day, because all my episodes started going 1,000 downloads a day, 1,000 downloads a day, 1,000 downloads a day, 1,500 a day, 1,700 a day. And I was just like, it's going to hit 2,000 any day. It never hit that 2K mark, but I know it'll happen one day. But to experience that high, and to just crash and burn out of nowhere, that really hurts your ego. And to experience that as a content creator, oh my God. Especially an inspiring content creator, I wouldn't wish it on anyone. You know what? I take that back, because like, it's just watching yourself go viral and then, you know, thinking bad about yourself. So I would actually wish it on my worst enemies. But it really does hurt. It hurts your ego, because you're trying to think like, what is so different about the rest of my content? Why did this one do good and the rest aren't doing good? How comes I was going almost about to hit 2K downloads a day, to now I'm down to 100 downloads a day? Like, what happened? And it really hurts and it really sucks. And that's really one of the biggest reasons why I had to take time off, because I'm really having to learn how to not let downloads affect me and how to grow organically, you know? And it's all on me, girl. It's more about me, because like, I can't control people's perceptions of my podcast. Like, you like it or you don't. You think it's good or you don't. Point blank, period. And, you know, there's not much I can do past that. And so sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it hurts the ego. Pequito, pequito. Pequito, pequito. Suave, suavecito. I don't even know if those are the actual words. Did I mention that I'm still learning to speak Spanish? Anyways, we're done. We're done here. Let me go give my 10% into this essay. I'm done giving my 10% into this podcast. Meaning I've given 20% today. Can I get a what? Y'all are clapping in my head. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm logging out. As always, my socials are forever in the show notes. And if you want me, I know you want me. You know I want ya. If you want me to unprivate my Twitter, you're one of my Podmas episodes to 100,000 downloads. And anything else? Oh yeah, I have video episodes of my Podmas going up, but only on Spotify. Video only on Spotify only. But that's all I got for y'all. No tea, no shade, just love. Yeah, I'm done. We're logging out. Okay, y'all. I had to jump in here and give my little 10% of the day. Okay, it's starting off with 10%, number one. Guys, when I say there is nothing in me that wants to write this final paper for class, and if I'm being honest, I haven't started it. And if you're my professor listening, hey, sorry, it's 11:30 p.m. I haven't started it. I'm definitely just turning it in late. I'm pulling an all-nighter. Because I absolutely don't want to. But you know what I have done? I have done the two other assignments that I hadn't done yet, that I was really laid at, but now I'm officially, like, done. Turn those in. It's great. It's all good. You know how we do. So I've officially submitted those. The other ones? When I tell you, I literally am barely pulling myself to do this. Like, literally barely being able to pull myself together to do this. And I just don't want to. Like, I have two finals. I have a final paper, and then I have the one at 8 a.m. on December 12th. And it's giving barest of minimums. It's truly giving barest of minimums. It's giving we're not putting in the effort. And maybe I can't tell the difference between, am I a lazy person? Or am I a person who has worked herself so deeply to the core that, like, I can barely put in energy? I think it might be that. Because I know I'm not a lazy person, babes. I will get up. I'll clean the whole room. I will, you know, make podcast episodes, TikToks, Twitter stuff, this and that, yada, 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 yada. Like, I will do all these type of things, but I don't want to put in no damn energy right now. And truly, I kind of want to unprivate my Twitter and post a few of my podcast videos just to see how they'll do on Twitter. Just out of curiosity, girly. And I think moving forward, I will only be posting pictures on TikTok because my videos never did good. Let's try pictures. I take pictures left and right. And I feel like if I learn to take if I learn to tell a story through pictures, I think that'll do better just because, like, my video content is just not that great. It's just not that great, you know? It just isn't, girlies. It just isn't. And then here's my other thing. The self-doubt creeping in. This is self-doubt talk. What? This is like the self-doubt creeping into my mind. This is the self-doubt talking. Sometimes I just feel like I don't have what it takes to, like, be a content creator. Because the things that I see people hop on the internet and do for clout, like, I couldn't in a million years think about doing that. Like, it's not even, like, this laziness in my bones or whatever, you know? It's just, like, I'm not going to hop on the internet and come close to embarrassing myself for some clout. Like, these are a few things that I could never do, girl. And I just feel like there's this girl who was making a video and it was like, chocolate pudding. I love chocolate pudding. And she dips her head in a huge bowl of chocolate pudding and starts to rub it across herself. I just saw a TikTok video of a girl who was like, me and my neighbors. And then, like, goes off and spills the tea about all her neighbors and her neighbor Jim, who she even says is, like, her favorite, da-da-da. And I'm at the point where, because I have experienced a moment on the internet where I realize you really can't tell from one single video. Like, and I know I will continue to do this. Like, I had this conversation with my roommate. I will continue to forever and always do this, but judging a situation from your little 10-second clip, sometimes it can be a clip up to 5 minutes, but one singular clip from a whole 24 hours in a day, and the internet thinks that they have chosen the right side, or whatever side of the internet it lands on, right? And you think you have the right side, but you don't. But you genuinely don't. And sometimes it just lands in the wrong fan base, you know? And sometimes I'm just sitting here thinking, like, why do we care so much about, like, I'm just like, this might land in the wrong fan base. And it's not even important to talk about. Like, this is truly a podcast of me just, like, telling my feelings, saying how I feel, just talking. It's a podcast, girl. We're just here to talk. We're just here to talk it out. But, for example, that tweet that was going around that was like, why did y'all like call to get this girl fired from her job? Or all those guys who got that black woman fired from being a therapist because she said men need to go to therapy. She simply said men need to go to therapy. Men have to stop doing this. Men have to stop doing that. And then a bunch of men picked up the phone and got her fired. And her life fell apart. She's barely making money. And we literally watched her mental health just go down the drain and spiral downwards on social media. Or, like with my old high school dance teacher, I had some horrible, horrible, horrible experiences that I haven't even fully shared on the internet. And even when I talk about them with my mom, even she is like in a state of shock of like, that's really when you went, what you went through. And that's not even the full capacity of what I have fully gone through. Like, you know, I haven't told her all the stories. I haven't told her about every horrible thing. And like when I was younger, you know, I knew it was bad. I knew it was horrible. I knew she was a horrible person. So many of her students tried to, if not get her fired, but like report her actions for there to be some change. But when you're that young in college, I feel like they're more likely to listen to you. You're an adult. They feel like you have your own opinion. But, you know, high school and below, I had never been in a school where they took the children seriously, unless it comes to, oh, so-and-so touched me inappropriately, you know, and even then in high school, even, oh my God, don't get me started on like, we don't have to start about that, so we can keep it pushing. But yeah, just, you know, not being heard, not being listened to, even when you've reported multiple times, you know, and that's a whole other conversation about like authority figures, especially authority figures versus kids or versus minors. And then to see that an article went viral where she got herself fired, and to see that all the comments under the website where I was reading the article was, oh, just a bunch of crybaby students who wanted to get out the easy way and who got punished and, you know, who did this, who did that, who did da 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 da. And I remember going through these comments and realizing everyone was on the teacher's side, and I was like, dog. Dog, like, I remember it kind of hurt me because I guess, you know, looking through the comments, I guess I was searching for validation on my experience, and to not be validated kind of hurt me a little. And I did take a step back and was like, why am I looking for strangers' validations? Like, you know what you went through, you and other people on the dance team know what y'all went through, and you have bonded over that, over like the literal trauma of being one of her dance students. But to see like the group mentality of people ganging up and instantly being like, ah, the students are wrong, the students are wrong, the students are wrong. They were locked in a room for close to an hour. And you're blaming the teacher, bro, whatever. And so that was when that was the first time that I really like looked at something and realized, oh, wow, this is what it feels like to be on the other side of like scrutiny on the internet, and to realize that sometimes people just don't know, that people truly just don't know the full extent of it. And you just, you know, people just give their opinions, and it feels like social media, this is like that whole conversation of like social media isn't real, you know.